Welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here. Obviously, it's a big holiday week. Next couple of weeks are the holiday weeks for me. A lot going on here in the stock market. Looking to wrap up one of the best years we've had in a long time. Beginning of year, I predicted the S&P will be up 25% at least, and we hit it. I'm going to recap some of my predictions for 2019. Also going to take a look at some predictions for 2020. Some of them may surprise you, coming up on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right. Again, thanks for joining me. This is Matt McCall, Moneyline. And, I'm going to do a couple of humble brags here because, you know, my CEO always says, you know, those predictions are all BS. People, you know, don't care and people just make things up. I like doing it. It's fun. I like reading predictions. I like reading what people think the trends are going to be in the next year, 10 years. You know, I do a lot of reading of futurism and look at where the market's going to be and the world's going to be and try to make money off that. So I like to give my predictions too. And every year I've been doing this for many, many years just for clients in the past, but now I share them with the world. And last year we published these on investorplace.com and my 10 predictions for 2019. I'll go through them real quick just to kind of give you an idea of how good or bad I did. The first one was Teladoc, which is a stock that I love that's in our portfolio. It's up over 100%, believe it or not, in a little over a year. It's been a big winner for us. I predicted that Amazon would buy this stock. This is the world's leader in telehealth. I still believe Amazon or Apple or somebody will buy them. Maybe even United Health comes in and swoops them up. I still think this is one of the best stocks for 2020, whether they get bought or not. I think you want to invest in leaders in a future futuristic type trend, this is one to go with. I also said Amazon would buy a big box retailer. You know, obviously they already bought Whole Foods prior to that. But, you know, I was talking like maybe Target, Costco, maybe the rest of Sears Holdings at the time. That did not happen. I still think that could be a possibility. Again, I think Amazon could actually buy Teladoc because they're trying to get into telehealth as well. So I think they make a purchase. Apple will finally spend its cash. You know, it did and didn't. You know, they came into the year with about $237 billion in cash. They made some acquisitions, nothing really big. So the first two, I was wrong. So let's say I'm 0 for 2. Third one, okay, we'll say I'm wrong. I think it could be a bit of a tie, but we'll say I'm wrong. So 0 for 3. Number four was Uber and Lyft will go public and they will end up disappointed. Hit that one. I mean, I knocked that one out of the park. They both went public. The ride-sharing companies, both stocks suck. So I kind of hit that one on there. Next one was S&P will be up at least 25%, which, you know, you say, oh, Matt, that's not a big call. Well, when I made these calls in December, people thought the world was ending. Remember, we bought them right around Christmas of 2018. The market at that point was down nearly 20% on the cusp of a bear market. So my call actually was ballsy at that point. I put my neck on the line. So hit that one on the head. So now what am I? I'm two and three. Two wins, three losses. Number six, I can't even read this. Fake will be good news. So I did hit this one, and what that meant was, you know, there's a whole fake news thing going on we kicked off last year. I guess people still talk about it, but I was talking about fake meat, Beyond Meat. And you know, if anybody follows Beyond Meat, you know, I don't like the stock. However, when it went public this past year, the stock took off. I mean, it ran from about $50 up to about $235 or so. So that definitely did well. So now after six, three right, three wrong. Number seven was a large country will suffer a major cyber attack. I think that's kind of a push because there has been some. City of Baltimore here got crushed with ransomware. So it has been an issue. I'll give that a push. So 3-3-1. Cryptocurrencies will bounce back. I nailed that one too because as we know, starting the year, we had Bitcoin down in the 3,000s. It ran up to close, I think, 12,000 or so this year. So this was a big, big call on my part, and it's been correct so far. So four right, three wrong, one push. Microsoft will join the $1 trillion club. At the point, again, as you may say, that's easy, Matt. It hit the $1 trillion mark. Yes, it does sound easy now, but it was at $800 billion then. Again, that's a 25% increase in a company that's that large. Not a lot of people thought that was going to happen. And again, we were in the midst of a near bear market when I made this call. So now that's five right. And number 10 was oat milk, will become the new almond milk, which was the new soy milk over the last few years. And I nailed that one too. And I've been bragging about that one a lot because I'm an oat milk drinker. And not much, but I like it. It's nice and creamy. It's good frothy. So six of the 10 right, three wrong, one push, let's call it. So I'm proud to get six right, you know, and some of them are fun. Some of them are money makers. But yeah, I put them together again this year. I'm not quite done with the list, but it's going to be going out to our subscribers first. Then it'll be going out to the world. But let me share a couple with you here in today's show. I'd love to get your feedback on them and let you know, let me know what you thought. So I'm going to jump ahead to what my number three here is. And this is a pretty simple one. Last year, I said the S&P 500 would be up at least 25%. Hit it in the head. And by the way, if anybody saw me on CNN in February when I said that, the market was up a few percentage points at that point. I went on and Richard Quest, who's their number one business anchor worldwide, actually ran into him in Portugal about a month ago. It's funny. Him and I were on the floor of New York Stock Exchange in February. And I said, the market's going to be up 25%. He literally laughed at me and bet me live on television dinner if it's up 25%. Now Richard Quest is suddenly not returning my texts, so in my tweets. Let's see. I'm cashing in at dinner. I know he's got the money, but I was right. I nailed it. And Richard Quest, I want my dinner. I'm going to have a nice medium rare filet with some veggies on the side and a nice glass of red wine. Okay, so my call for this year, prediction number one, S&P up at least 20%. You know, historically, when a market has a big year like it has right now, and it's going to be up, you know, closer to like the high 20s, almost 30% in the S&P 500, typically that is followed by a really good year as well. You think, well, it's up big, it's going to be down next year. No, it's typically followed by a year. I'm going to butcher this number because I've seen so many numbers in the last couple of weeks. But I believe, according to LPL Financial, Ryan Dietrich, you follow him on Twitter, he's great. I believe when the market's up this big, the next year historical average is up about 18%. So pretty close to my 20% prediction. But I think the S&P is up at least 20% from the level we're at now, be around 38.65 or so, give or take. So I think that's doable, and that's going to be a big run. And if that happens, think about the market itself's up 20%. How much individual stocks will be up? You know, we had a boatload of doubles last year, and you know, you're going to have big winners when you have the market up 25%. But I think we're going to have a lot of doubles again this year. There's a lot of sectors that I love right now. So keep this in mind when you're out there investing and looking at the year-end portfolios and your 401k statements. A lot of people are looking at them once a year. You probably had a good year. If you didn't, you need to give me a call because you're missing out. And if you're not in stocks, don't know where to go, give me a call because we need to get you in the market. So S&P up at least 20% in 2020. I didn't even think about that, 2020. The next one is probably controversial. And, you know, I don't get political on this podcast. I don't get political in my writing. I don't. You get a couple of drinks with me at the bar, I'll get political. But, you know, most people don't even know which way I lean. And I'll tell you, I'm typically in the middle of almost any debate. You know, I believe you could do whatever the hell you want in this country, as long as it's legal and not hurting anybody. But I also believe that, we shouldn't be taxed like we live in France. So maybe I probably fall in the middle there. So I believe it's almost guaranteed, and don't get pissed at me because you don't like the answer here, but, that President Trump gets reelected, whether you love or hate it. And I'm not saying whether I'm voting for him or not, but I believe he will be reelected. And I believe that's going to be good for the stock market. And I believe there's certain sectors that will do very well under a second term of President Trump, or at least the re-election of him for the second. I'm not saying they'll be good for the next four and a half years. But one of them is biotech and healthcare. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But biotech and healthcare, they've been flying under the radar. They've been underperforming. And the reason for that is because there's a fear of Medicare for all, a fear of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren coming into office, and what they would do to some of the biotechs and research and development, what they do to drug pricing, you know, everything. So obviously there's that kind of that black cloud hanging over the sector due to that possibility. The other one's the financials. I think the financials will be very strong under Trump as well. So those are two sectors that I continue to invest in. And I think there's the biggest opportunities in biotech, again, which I'll talk about in a minute. So just real quick, RBC, which is a big firm, international firm, they did a survey of investors. And you know, investors, I don't say they're smart, but, you know, they tend to be in tune to what's going on. It's not people saying rah, rah, rah. It's not saying you're left, you're right. It's just people who invest. And the number jumped from 66% believe Trump will be reelected in September to 76% in December. Don't get me wrong. Almost all the polls were wrong when Trump got elected and beat Hillary a few years ago. So the polls don't mean shit, really. But I'm telling you, I just feel... I travel a ton talking to people, and I think he gets reelected. Again, whether you love or hate it or indifferent, I'm just looking from the stock market point of view, and we need to take that into consideration when we do our investing. So that's number two. Trump gets reelected. Number three, let's go with, you know, this isn't on the list, but it's going to be on my final list and go along with this biotech. 2020 will be the year of biotech. The biotech stocks have really ramped up in the last couple months, but since 2015, about four and a half years ago, the NASDAQ has doubled in value and the biotech index is flat. It's gone nowhere. So for me, this is a coiled spring. It's kind of like this thing right here. You know, it's all coiled together and coil it so much when they go, pew, hops. You know, that's what you call a consolidation pattern. Biotech has been consolidating for a number of reasons, but I believe that they're about to break out. They recently broke out to a one-year high, the biotech index. There's been some great news, lots of mergers and acquisitions, deals going on, a lot of big news in gene therapy, cancer treatments, cutting-edge stuff that I tell you, I'm not a doctor by any means, but boy, I'm smart enough to figure out that we are on the cusp of some major breakthroughs when it comes to drug discovery and things are going to change in the future. And I really want to be a part of that. So I think 2020 is a year of biotech. I think that the roaring 2020s, as I call them, next 10 years for the stock market, if you look back in 10 years from now, if I had to pick, and I don't know 10 years from now, and pick a major sector, I would say that biotech will probably be the best performing sector during the roaring 2020s the next 10 years. So you want to be in biotechs. And again, we actually just added a biotech this week to our Power Portfolio, which is a new product we launched. It's a 2020 Power Portfolio. It's 10 stocks that Louis Navalier, a colleague of mine who's been in the business for 40 years, and myself, we came together. First time we ever came together, we worked together. We've been on panels for the last 10 years. I've known him for a while. A good friend of mine, a genius. He's absolutely like a nerdy genius looking at computers. I mean, he came up with these quantitative analysis before quantitative analysis even existed. I mean, there's pictures of him back in the Wall Street Journal in the 70s with a computer. It's amazing. He's how long he's been doing this. So we took his bottom-up approach, all the numbers guy, and my top-down approach, basically boots in the ground, talking to people, getting out there, looking big picture, looking ahead, melded together, went through literally thousands of stocks, thousands, and came up with 9. We just added a bonus stock this week, so we have 10 stocks. And the bonus stock, what I'm getting at here, is a biotech company. It's one of my favorites, and boy, just pulled back from a high. I love it. I mean, it's already making money, which is good, and it's got a couple really, really nice drugs in the pipeline. So if you're interested in that, check us out. You can go to McCall MoneyWire there, and you can get everything you need, contact customer service, but we have a deal going on for that. You'll get the portfolio you need for 2020. Buy the 10 stocks, let it go, which is nice. It makes things easy on you. And if you call customer service, tell them Matt sent you, and they'll give you a bit of a discount, I'm sure. Okay, so that's number three. Number four is IPO market will boom and bust. We're coming together. This is a product I've been working on for a while, and I've been pushing. We're finally launching a new IPO product in 2020. And, you know, we had a bunch of IPOs this past year that you never heard of that did very, very well. As a matter of fact, in NASDAQ alone, had 185 IPOs last year. The NYSE had about 125, 150. So combined, over 300 IPOs. You heard of maybe 5 of them. You know, Uber, Lyft, Beyond Meat, maybe Slack you heard of, Symbols Work. That's what you heard. You heard of WeWork, even though they never even did go public. So a couple big ones next year. The bust, we'll start with the bust. Airbnb. What a shit stock, a shit company, in my opinion. I'd stay so far away from this company. They've had so many issues with lawsuits and things like that. Very similar to what Uber and Lyft had to go through. I've used Airbnb and I had a horrible experience in Greece. I got completely bamboozled, didn't get my money back. They were the worst customer service I've ever dealt with. They treated me like I was a criminal. Where I got screwed, I would say stay so far away from this company, and it's going to come out at such a high valuation. And when companies come out and they don't stick to the original business plan, they try to be everything, everybody, you know, outside the pure home rentals, they're going to get beat. I don't think it's going to continue. So I would stay far away from that stock. I really think that it gets crushed similar to Uber and Lyft when they come out. Another one that I think will do great, and it's got a lower valuation. It's still a unicorn, but it's got about a $1 billion valuation, which makes it a unicorn. It's Casper. Not the friendly ghost, but Casper, the mattress company. You know, if you've ever gone mattress shopping, it is horrible. It is worse than buying a used car. I mean, it's insane. They corner you in those damn things. You can't find your way out. It's like being in a casino. Oh, try this. Sit on this one. Sit on that one. Then they're throwing in pillows and all kinds of other shit. Next thing you know, you're spending $3,000 on a damn mattress. And I know they're important because you spend so many hours a day sleeping. I get it. I have a decent. But I bought a mattress, not Casper, about a year or two ago. But it came in a box. It's one of the startups. And it popped out, and it's the best mattress I've ever had for about one fifth the price, if not cheaper than the average that you're going to get. But what's funny about this is, you know, if you look back in the last 10 years, one of the best performing stocks, one of the top 20 performing stocks in the last 10 years is Sleep Number. In the high-end mattress where you can, like, you know, put the number in, whatever. They're nice. I've actually had a couple in hotels before. But Casper, valued over $1 billion, or about $1 billion, to me, this is where you want to go. You look at the number, they're going to earn about $400 million this year. So it's only valued about 2.5 times sales. That's not bad at all. Where Airbnb, I don't even know what the numbers are. They're through the roof. You have some celebrity endorsements. Kylie Jenner, supposedly the first female billionaire. I don't think she really is, but kudos to her. She's a hell of a businesswoman. Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, this to me is where you want to see the future, because the way mattresses are sold now is a scam. So I love that. That's my IPO pick. That's the boom when it comes out. Obviously, whatever price is at, I'll reevaluate then. And I never buy the first day. That's why we have the IPO product coming out to help people invest in IPOs. But that to me is the boom bust of the IPO market. Let's see. I'll do one more here. And that's that Warren Buffett. I mean, how old is Warren Buffett now? 85, 88, 89. Charlie Munger, his right-hand man's like 2 years older than him. He must be like 90 now. But he seems like in good health for eating milkshakes and burgers every day. Good for him. I don't think he drinks alcohol much, though, or smokes, which is very, very smart move on his part. Neither do I, neither should you. Alcohol, I don't care, but don't smoke. So $120 billion in cash is what he's sitting on with Berkshire Hathaway. The highest level ever. So to me, he's going to cement his legacy by making a huge purchase. Maybe because he was going a little senile, getting a little old, him and Charlie Munger. But I think they're going to do something really unorthodox and think outside the box. Maybe they buy a tech company. I wouldn't put it past them. Maybe they buy a healthcare company. I wouldn't put it past them. Or maybe a retailer. Maybe Target, TJ Maxx, TJX. I think they're just going to make a big, big purchase. Yeah, you know, I could say, well, the easy call here is, well, they're going to buy something at Sherman Williams, because he always likes to have businesses that, U.S. businesses that really are going to continue, and people are going to continue to paint homes unless they find something else that they're going to do in the future. And I don't see anything replacing paint anytime soon. So Sherman Williams could be a company that he'd be looking at, but that's boring. I don't want to make that call. I think it's going to be a name you never heard of. TJ Maxx, Target would be my retailers. Tech and healthcare, I'm going to share those with the subscribers, which ones I'm looking at. But keep this in mind. Another reason I think he has to do this is the market I just told you is up, what, almost 30%, high 20s this year. Berkshire Hathaway, his company's only up 11%. They're struggling. I mean, less than half of the market. So they need to do something. And, you know, and I think Warren Buffett lost his luster 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, you're one of the greatest investors of all time, but he also got sweetheart deals in 2009, where he was able to kind of buy into warrants for Goldman Sachs and get paid, you know, debt, and then also get shares like that no average person can get. So those are no-brainers back then. He has a, you know, when you're one of the richest men in the world, you have some perks when it comes to investing. But I'm not taking anything away from him, but he hasn't really done shit lately. So to me, he needs to go out with a bang, and I think he will this year, make a big, big purchase. All right. Those are the predictions so far. It's five. I have like five or six more, but I'm going to share them with all our subscribers coming up in a little bit here, in a couple of days, before the end of the year. I'll also share them with the world, I think probably like January 1st or something like that. We'll put them on investorplace.com. But again, if you want anything ahead of time, if you're thinking you need to get in the market, you're not in the right stocks, please just reach out to us. We'll fix you up. We'll get you set up with something. You can always go to McCallMoneyWire.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Matthew McCall. My other holiday show we're doing next week, I took some questions from Twitter. So I can always take some of your questions there, and we'll talk about that. It was fun to do kind of a little mailbag. But most important part of the show, hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas, a great holiday, happy new year if I don't talk to you or you don't see me before then. Yeah, everybody be safe, enjoy your family, be grateful for everything you have. Some have more than others, but who the hell cares? Be grateful for what you have. You're alive and listening to this right now. So thank you so much for listening. VIP members, hold on. We got more coming at you right now.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.